To release or not, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Brian Husky, who advocates very careful handling of fish if they are indeed intended to be caught and then released, is not saying to people that they must release their catch.
Two important factors. We don't at all discourage the anglers that go out there intending to fill the cooler with fish to take home for the grill. That's wonderful. Fantastic. That's what fishing's all about to begin with. And so we're not discouraging that in any way, shape, or form. Just simply trying to raise an awareness for those fish that for any number of reasons are put back in the water. Second of all, we're not at all trying to discourage folks from taking photos of their fish either. Some circumstances of catching fish are the highlight of a person's life and some of their greatest, most pleasure-filled moments. And the emotion and the smiles and the vibration down the fingers, those real visceral reactions are something that we would never want to take away from anybody. Again, we just want to try and educate people that, hey, if you're going to get pictures of the fish, it can so easily be done in a way that the fish is going to survive, as opposed to a lack of that awareness and somebody getting those photos of the fish, but in return, tossing the fish back in the water. They see it kick off. They assume that it lived in reality when that fish may very likely not survive because proper practices just certainly weren't on the angler's mind at the time.
Brian certainly knows what he's talking about, given the fact that he is a professional photographer and does this all the time. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.